The early bits are in some sort of ancient language. I can't... He paused. Wizards weren't welcomed in Holywood. It probably wasn't a good idea to mention the university or his small part in it. That is, he continued, choosing his words with care, I think I know someone in Ankh-Morpork who might be able to read it. He's an animal too. An ape.
How's he in the mysterious senses department? Said Gaspode.
He's red hot on mysterious senses, said Victor.
In that case, said the rabbit.
Hold it, said Gaspode. Someone's coming.
A moving torch was visible coming up the hill. The duck rocketed clumsily into the air and glided away. The others disappeared into the shadows. Only the dog didn't move. Aren't you going to make yourself scarce? Victor hissed. Gaspode raised an eyebrow. Woof, he said. The torch zigzagged erratically among the scrub like a firefly. Sometimes it would stop for a moment and then wander away in some totally new direction. It was very bright.
What is it? Said Victor.
Gaspode sniffed.
Human, he said. Female. We're in cheap scent.
His nose twitched again.
It's called Passion's Plaything.
He sniffed again.
Fresh laundry, no starch, old shoes, lot of studio makeup. She's been in Bogles and had...
His nose twitched.
Stew. Not a big plate.
I suppose you can tell me how tall she is, can you? Said Victor.
She smells about 5'2". 2½, hazarded Gaspard.
Oh, come on.
Walk a mile on these paws and call me a liar.
Victor kicked sand over his little fire and strolled down the slope. The light stopped moving as he approached it. For a moment he got a glimpse of a female figure clasping a shawl around her, with one hand holding the torch high above her head. Then the light vanished so quickly it left blue and purple afterimages dancing across his vision. Behind them, a small figure made a blacker shadow against the dusk. It said,
What are you doing in my... What am I... Why are you... Where...
And then, as if it had finally got to grips with the situation, changed gear, and in a much more familiar voice demanded,
What are you doing here?
Ginger? Said Victor.
Yes.
Victor paused. What were you supposed to say in circumstances like this? He said,
It's, nice up here in the evenings, don't you think?
She glared at Gaspode.
That's that horrible dog who's been hanging around the studio, isn't it? She said. I can't stand small dogs.
Bark, bark, said Gaspode.
Ginger stared at him. Victor could almost read her thoughts. He said bark, bark, and he's a dog, and that's the kind of noise dogs make, isn't it?
I'm a cat person myself, she said vaguely.
A low-level voice said,
Yeah, yeah. Wash in your own spit, do you?
What was that?
Victor backed away, waving his hands frantically.
Don't look at me, he said. I didn't say it.
Oh, I suppose it was the dog, was it? She demanded.
Oh, me, said Gaspode.
Ginger froze. Her eyes swiveled around and down to where Gaspode was idly scratching an ear.
Woof, he said.
That dog spoke,
Ginger began, pointing a shaking finger at him.
I know, said Victor. That means he likes you.
He looked past her. Another light was coming up the hill.
Did you bring someone with you? He said.
Me?
Ginger turned round. Now the light was accompanied by a cracking of dry twigs, and Dibbler stepped out of the dusk with detritus trailing behind like a particularly scary shadow.
Aha! He said. The lovebird's surprised, eh?
Victor gaped at him.
The what? He said.
The what? Said Ginger. Been looking all over for you two, said Dibbler. Someone said he'd seen you come up here. Very romantic. Could do something with that. Look good on the posters, right?
He draped his arms around them.
Come on, he said.
What for? Said Victor.
We're shooting first thing in the morning, said Dibbler.
But Mr. Silverfish said I wasn't going to work in this town again, Victor began.
Dibbler opened his mouth and hesitated just for a moment.
Ah, yes, but I'm going to give you another chance, he said, speaking quietly.